The prisoner in question stood at the bars of his detainment, holding his filthy hands out to them. He was so scrawny that he reminded Susanna of certain terrible concentration camp photos she had seen, images of those who had survived Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen and Buchenwald, living, if barely, indictments of mankind as a whole, with their striped uniforms hanging off them and their ghastly bellboys' pillbox hats still on their heads and their terrible bright eyes, so full of awareness. "We wish we did not know what we have become," those eyes said. "But unfortunately we do." Something like that was in Patrick Danville's eyes as he held out his hands and made his inarticulate pleading noises. Close up, they sounded to her like the mocking cries of some jungle bird on a movie soundtrack. "Aie, aie, aiauk, aiauk." Roland took the key from its hook and went to the door. One of Danville's hands clutched at his shirt, and the gunslinger pushed it off. It was a gesture entirely without anger, she thought, but the scrawny thing in the cell backed away with his eyes bulging in their sockets. His hair was long. It hung all the way to his shoulders, but there was only the faintest haze of beard on his cheeks. It was a little thicker on his chin and upper lip. Susanna thought he might be 17, but surely not much older. "No offense, Patrick," Roland said in a purely conversational voice. He put the key in the lock. "Is thee Patrick? Is thee Patrick Danville?" The scrawny thing in the dirty jeans and billowing gray shirt, it hung nearly to his knees, backed into the corner of his triangular cell without replying. When his back was against the stone, he slid slowly to a sitting position beside what Susanna assumed was his slop bucket, the front of his shirt first bunching together and then flowing into his crotch like water as his knees rose to nearly frame his emaciated, terrified face.